Welcome to Tea and Spirituality. My name is Caroline Faulkner and I am here with...
Diana Dukmanovich.
We're very happy to be here. So we thought we would discuss Taurus season now, as the sun is firmly in the sign of Taurus and it's all about basically nourishment and self-nourishment. We still have a plethora of planets in the sign of Aries, so things are quite heated, lots of discussions coming to the fore so we can get things resolved. But Taurus season is, it's more about slowing down.
Right after Aries.
And also planting seeds. And those seeds will only come to fruition if we plant them in fertile soil and also nurture them with love, care and attention.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you say that there is never the same season for a Taurus in their lifetime? Like every, of course, the sun comes around every year into Taurus.
Yeah.
But at that point in time, there is never like, all the other planets are never equally aligned. So every Taurus, every year, has a Taurus season that's slightly different.
Of course. I mean, I forget which philosopher it was. I think it was Socrates, but he says you can never stand in the same part of the river twice.
Yes. And I think that's sometimes what people miss. They don't construe into astrology. It's never the same season for anyone.
It's true.
It's always moving. But I think maybe for the Taurians, I'd love to hear about how Uranus in Taurus is about to shake and move them up a little bit.
Yeah, so in astrology, it's been my experience that what tends to happen is when a planet is about to move into a different sign, it usually kicks up quite a big fuss. And Uranus has literally just about gone into the sign of Gemini after it left Taurus. And Uranus doesn't really, it's not really aligned with the sign, because Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius, and Aquarius is about sort of the unexpected, shocking things, electricity, moving, keeping things, it's very fast-paced energy. What would you say, because it's the ruler of Aquarius, your experience with Aquarius energy in general is like electricity, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like moving fast, next thing, big thing. Vision to 10 steps ahead.
Yes, and Taurus is very steady.
Yeah.
You know, they don't like to be pushed or rushed into things. This is traditional Taurus, of course. And so that Uranus being in the sign of Taurus for the last 7 years, it's been quite a rough road for Leos and Aquarians and Taurians, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're about to get a really almighty break, which is fantastic news for them. So Uranus has just moved into the sign of Gemini, which is an air sign. So everything at the moment is all about air, which is about concepts and fast-paced activities and things changing really quickly. And fire, is about passion, but also about getting things started. Let's not talk about wars at the moment, because Aries is ruled by Mars and Mars is the god of war. So this Taurus season is going to be very different for the Taurians that we all know and love.
Yes, we do. I think about all the Tauruses that I know. Moving quick paced, making decisions quickly. This is all something that does not come to them naturally.
In fact,
they do not like to do that.
No, they don't like to be pushed.
Only when they're ready.
Would you get into a field with a raging bull?
Absolutely not. So I'm just wondering how this is going to impact them, like, this month.
To be honest with you, I feel like they're about to get a little bit of a break.
Oh.
But the thing is that if we're talking about full birth charts here, you know, most people that are watching this would have looked, at least glanced at their full birth charts, and Taurus is right next to Gemini, so you've probably got stamps in the sign of Gemini as well. But if you're a traditional Taurus, so very sort of steady, and you like to take your time over things, you contemplate rather than rush into things, this is going to be a really good time for you. It's a good shift, because Uranus being in your sign is almost like, have you ever seen that meme with the electrified cat? when it looks like it, its hair is everywhere and it's kind of stupefied and a little bit frazzled. That's been Taurus for the last 7 years somewhat.
Wow.
Having living with, that would be like a Taurus living with Aquarius 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it would be an interesting little dynamic.
Definitely. I mean, if you're a Taurus and you're actually in a relationship with an Aquarius, we would really like to hear from you.
Mm.
Because, you know, how is that? Because you're the sign that rules electricity and Taurus is the sign that rules the earth. So I would imagine that there are more than one occasions when the Taurus gets scorched somewhat.
Mm. And one thing I never really...
And the Aquarius is left with dust in their face. The earth's dust.
Thinking about the decisions made and choices and ways of communicating, I guess, with them. But one thing that I never really realized about Taurians, but I'm just starting to realize more and more, they're so creative.
Yes, very. They're
it's something I would never... Yes. I never, like, I don't know...
Aligned with
Leo,
the sign.
Mm-hmm. Pisces, X, Y, Z, but Taurians are so creative.
Well,
but just
yeah.
slower in the creativity.
Yeah.
It's paced, slow building, but, like, they're less... showy offy, I would say, with their
yes.
creativity,
mm-hmm.
and they more just kind of do it because they like to do it.
Yeah, I it's in the signs. I don't know if any of you have read the book, The Signs. It's not a shameless plug for my book here. I get approximately £1
it's
a book. Thank you. But The Signs, I talk about Taurus as the most multi-talented of the signs. They are so skilled, and everyone I know who has more than sort of just the sun in the sign of Taurus, they can turn their hand to almost anything.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they're the multi-talented signs of the zodiac, without a doubt.
Wow.
Yeah. Leonardo da Vinci was a Taurus, or he had strong Taurus stamps in his chart. I'm pretty sure
he
was Taurian. Yeah. And so, if you know, Da Vinci was just unbelievable. He drew the world's first aeroplane. It was a flying man, really. But still, yeah. I mean, as far as I'm aware, yes.
Wow.
If my sources are correct, my research. But then, you know, I do have a little bit of Gemini in my chart as well, so I tend to sort of read the headlines.
So, what about what should we?
Without deep diving, I mean.
What should we be? Thinking about or preparing ourselves for in terms of this Uranus shift, apart from, you know, what we already said?
I would say that basically it's about rebuilding our lives and restructuring the areas that were scorched by Aries.
Mm-hmm.
So now is an incredibly practical time where we look at what's working in our lives and what's not working in our lives. And we ask the universe or the angels or spirit for inspiration in terms of how to rebuild that on solid foundations.
Mm. Is there a strong emphasis on communication there?
Well, that would be Uranus in Gemini.
Yeah.
So Uranus is the great awakener, if you like, for want of a better word. I always say that Uranus is the great awakener. And the great awakener is in the sign of Gemini, which is the sign of communication. Communication is key, but it's also the communication that goes on inside our minds. Uranus also governs higher consciousness.
Mm.
So the last time we had Uranus... So when I've spoken about this before, I know, so forgive me if I'm boring you.
You're
or
not.
You.
I'm listening intently.
Oh, great.
Okay.
So the last time we had Uranus in the sign of Taurus, that signaled the rise in fascism.
Oh, yes.
So the rise in fascism actually led to World War II. And by the time Uranus moved into the sign of Gemini, this helped us to win the war.
Mm-hmm.
Because we used ultimately intelligence to win the war.
Well, I'm hoping they're using some sort of intelligence at the moment.
One would hope.
Some sort of intelligence. We don't quite know what it is, but we hope that it has been used.
I mean, the thing is that I really believe that things can turn around in the best possible way at the moment. I know that there's a lot of suffering in the world, but if you look at things from a Buddhist perspective, and I do, suffering is inevitable in a way, but if we can raise our consciousness to such a place that we embrace that suffering as a way of growing.
Yes, well, that's yeah, but it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. And once you embark on a spiritual path, I think that is, sometimes it's nice to stay asleep, but if you're watching this, then you're probably on a spiritual path. And the rewards are absolutely wonderful, because this life, you know, it's very real, but it's better to take it sincerely, but not too seriously.
Yeah, you've got to have a little bit.
You have to have humour. If you don't have humour, we're all doomed. You know, it's what's going on. I mean, you know, I'm not making light of any situations at the moment, but if you look at it, it's quite laughable. You know.
I know.
You've got people negotiating for peace over in Pakistan that were actual slum landlords.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's an Aquarian comment if I ever heard one. You know?
Oh my God. Yeah. But what about people who have a strong...
So my point about the slum... Sorry, my point about the slum landlords is that if you're a slum landlord, then you don't really care about compassion or humanity or peace.
I wondered for... Just, you know, I don't know who has this, but someone who has like a really strong placement of... Gemini in Uranus,
Gemini.
And they might be Gemini like really powerful Uranus. In the world.
Oh, you mean
how someone, would that okay. affect them? So, right now?
So basically, you're talking about Trump. So Trump has, if we're talking about full charts here, Trump has Uranus in the sign of Gemini in his full chart, and Uranus has just moved into the sign of Gemini, and Uranus triggers insanity. So whilst sane people are watching his antics and his outbursts and his whatever he's writing about and his depictions of himself as the saviour and Jesus Christ and everything else, whilst the average person, I would say, is looking at this and you know, calling it lunacy, his lunacy, his crazy is basically they can't mask it for much longer when Uranus connects to his Uranus. I don't know exactly what degree, because the thing is that it depends what degree his Uranus is at in his chart when Uranus actually connects to his, so it will be absolutely crazy. But bringing it back round to Taurus season, if you're interested in you want us to talk about Uranus in Gemini a little more, because that's about to stay for the next 7 years, we're happy to do that. Please comment below and let us know. We're still feeling ourselves out on these episodes at the moment and figuring out what works and what you like and what you don't like, so to speak.
Yeah.
But then, and what we like and what we don't like.
And that's very important.
I think bringing it back to Taurus season is all about solutions. Taurus is about solutions. So if you have any problems in your life, now is the time to basically ask for inspiration to find solutions for the problems that you've got in your life.
And what about the good old contract negotiations, starting new things or things that you started or ending things, anything kind of like on the creative flow?
Yeah, I feel... So contracts and agreements, I feel like they are going to be moving forward. And where things have been delayed, they're going to be sort of given a green light. That's what I'm feeling at the moment. But the thing is that with Uranus, the unexpected can come up. The one thing I would say is that Taurus energy gone right is about patience. We need to have patience at this moment in time. Because we've got so much activity in the sign of Aries, and Aries is not known for its patience, as is Aquarius. Unknown for its patience. I'm really not very patient. I'm patient with people.
Yes.
But I'm not very patient when it comes to waiting for stuff and creating things. I want to actualize things immediately, so to speak. But I think this is a good season for solutions and for people to build things, even if it's upon scorched earth. And it's about planning, planning and also sort of structure. Yeah, Taurus season is very good for structure.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it there with Taurus season.
I think we'll leave it there. And if you like what we're doing, please do comment below, as we do listen to you. And if there are episodes that you would like us to do a deeper dive into, we're very open to doing that as well. So enjoy Taurus season and watch out for that scorched earth.